This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. According to Hamas-run government officials, Israeli airstrikes hit a refugee camp near Gaza City for a second day in a row on Wednesday, which they say caused many deaths and injuries. VOA's Alinda Gradstein has more from Jerusalem.
Israel says that several senior Hamas people were in that refugee camp and they were targeting them, especially one who was one of the planners of the October 7th massacre in which several thousand Hamas gunmen came into Israel and killed some 1,400 people, mostly civilians. Israel says it had told civilians for several weeks to leave that area, knowing that was sort of a stronghold of Hamas and that Israel was going to bomb it. There were many deaths. We're talking about probably several dozen killed and maybe more.
That was VOA's Linda Gradstein. Hamas is a U.S. designated terrorist group. U.S. President Joe Biden said on Wednesday Americans will now be able to exit war-torn Gaza, and the administration will work hard to get additional Americans out of the region in the coming days.
We're continuing working to significantly step up the flow of critical humanitarian assistance into Gaza. The number of trucks entering Gaza continues to increase significantly, but we still have a long way to go. The United States is going to continue to drive humanitarian support.
The State Department said earlier Wednesday that an initial group of foreign nationals, including Americans, departed Gaza on Wednesday. Philippe Lazzarini, the head of the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees, known as UNRWA, crossed into Gaza Wednesday, where he met with Palestinian communities and other UNRWA colleagues working in the territory. He said he was shocked by the scale of humanitarian needs in Gaza and called for ramping up assistance delivered to the Strip's 2.3 million population. This is VOA News. Lazzarini is the most senior UN official to enter the besieged enclave since the conflict erupted on October 7th. Pakistani authorities on Wednesday began rounding up undocumented foreigners, most of them Afghans, in ahead of a midnight deadline for them to leave or face expulsion. The removal of people to temporary holding centers began a day earlier than previously announced. The Interior Ministry says more than 140,000 people had already left voluntarily. Caravans of trucks crammed with people and their belongings have jammed major roads out of Pakistan for days. Pakistan cited security reasons as the reason for its decision, ignoring calls from the United Nations, human rights groups, and Western embassies to reconsider. Some of those ordered to leave have spent decades in Pakistan. Former U.S. President Donald Trump is fighting to stay on the 2024 ballot in two states where lawsuits argue that his actions leading up to the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol constitutionally bars him from running for re-election. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
At issue in a Colorado court, a Civil War era clause in the 14th Amendment prohibiting anyone engaging in insurrection against the Constitution from holding higher office. The plaintiffs include Republicans. The evidence includes Donald Trump's own words on January 6th before the crowd stormed the Capitol.
If you don't fight like hell, you're not going to have a country anymore.
Meanwhile, in Michigan, Trump's attorneys are asking a court to prevent the Secretary of State there from leaving his name off the primary ballot. They say the cases are anti-democratic. I'm Julie Walker.
Sports fans are mourning the loss of one of the most iconic and controversial coaches in U.S. college basketball history. AP correspondent Guthan Kulba reports.
The turbulent and brilliant basketball coach Bob Knight has died. His temper was legendary. In 1985, he tossed a chair across the court. But he took pride in his players' high graduation rates and never was accused of a major NCAA violation.
I don't expect you people to have agreed with what I've done. And if I did, I would have asked your opinion.
Knight led the Hoosiers to three NCAA championships. He was among college basketball's winningest coaches with 902 victories in 42 seasons at Army, Indiana, and Texas Tech. I'm Geffen Kuhlbaum.
Bobby Knight was 83 years old. Follow us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at VOAnews.com, as well as on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and X, formerly known as Twitter, and remember to download our VOA News app. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.